Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, September 26th. The grains all closed lower with December corn down 10.5 cents at 666.25, December wheat down 22.5 at 858, and November beans down 14.5 cents at 1411.25. The dollar really stayed strong most of the day here. It closed up about 107 ticks at 114.03. What happened here during the morning, we opened up, you know, a little bit lower. Everything rallied. Corn, wheat, and beans rallied as the dollar was making new lows and actually traded lower on the day briefly. At the same time, the crude oil was on a rally and the Dow Jones was on a bit of a rally. So we were able to rally corn, wheat, and beans. And then as the day wore on, the dollar rallied back. Didn't quite get back to its highs, but it was still a pretty good rally, a strong close here. The crude oil closed down 203 at 76.71. The bonds were down over 2 points here. Currently, we've got the Dow Jones down 214, which is about 300 off the lows. So it's trying to make a little bit of a comeback here, but we'll see if we can get it done in the next 54 minutes. But overall, just grains under pressure. With the crude oil, the Dow lower and the dollar higher, it's going to be a tough day. Plus, we've got some hedge pressure out there. The export inspections were lousy. Corn, 459. Beans, 258. Wheat, 520. But we've got the stocks report on Friday and the small grains report. A lot of people are thinking that this report's going to be bullish, that the drought has really chewed into the supplies, and we should see lower numbers. And that may very well be true. The question is, what happens between now and Friday at 11 o'clock? The beans closed under the close from the Friday before the September 12th report. We closed that day at 14.13. We closed today at 14.11.25. So since the day of the report, the beans haven't been quite straight down. But we've given back all the gains from the report. So none of that looks particularly healthy out here. So overall, you know, we're going to get a bounce sometime this week in the Dow and the crude, and we'll see a rally in the grains on that day. But it all depends on what the reports say on Friday. We generally make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. Obviously, we're not going to do that in the grains. But we also make contract lows the first Monday of the month. So it is possible that maybe on Monday we come in, we're lower, and that may be the worst of it. We'll have to see how the market acts. And, you know, maybe the dollar makes its high, you know, sometime Thursday or Friday. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.